right. Wow. Well, welcome, guys. It's episode 191 of Golden Socks.net podcast. This is the best podcast in the world.
We are rapidly approaching episode 200.
Yeah, and I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing
fuck doing stuff.
I was like, I should listen to these old episodes and get some clips. And I'm thinking, I'm trying to do that, but it's not going great.
Every time I think of like old episodes, I'm like, there was that time Dookie Shed was here.
I thought about that. We're coming up with the anniversary of that this month because remember it was Spooky Dookie.
It was Spooky Dookie.
But this is October.
He said he'll come back on as soon as he's in town again.
Yeah, but he lives in LA now, so whatever.
We'll fucking Skype him.
Skype him in. I mean, we can use OBS's newest feature, the ability to screen capture and screen share and do video and all that stuff. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. OBS, not OBS, Discord. Discord is, like, setting up this. Yeah, just fucking stream straight out of Discord. Who cares?
Yeah, it's good.
Who cares? Al, how are you doing?
Not bad.
That's Joey.
That's all I got.
That's Al.
That's Al.
He's Kyle.
All right, that's not confusing at all for the people in the audio. Yeah, that's the points. Everyone pointed who they are.
Kyle.
All right, so we're coming hot off the Star Wars trailer. Let's just go right into that. Fuck what
Jay Sherman. It stinks.
You didn't like it?
Oh, no, it was fine. I just wanted to say it stinks.
Alf?
What?
We're coming straight into that Star Wars.
In before trailer. Alf, knuckle dragging AT-ATs.
There was no drag.
They were definitely a redesigned AT-AT.
They were ATs, and they were evolved.
They look,
no, the,
like
the Campbells
ridges.
Are the evolved version.
They had little ridges.
Don't you go back, you. I just saw... It looked cool.
Okay.
It was a cool redesign. I'm assuming they're going to stand now.
I'm going to stand.
I'm up and they got a big old AT-AT
I'm
dick,
crawling like, it just like this. There you go, the gorilla punch.
All right.
And then he takes Rey on top of the Death Star. Like,
that's the final battle on top of the Death Star. Two AT-ATs knocking
like the greatest evil.
It turns into like fucking Pacific
that
Rim.
That was the evil that Luke was all bitch scared of.
Well, like, why would it have, like, it looks like it could grasp. So I'm assuming it's going
to
stand.
It's going to be able to, because remember, all right, so here's the problem with the AT-ATs. Remember, they were dick shit for walking on anything other than flat level terrain.
They did on snow.
And they tripped. That's what I'm saying. The snow.
They crushed the snow to
fly. No, they did a good job. It was the fucking A-Wings that took them down.
But they couldn't. They can't. But they didn't
A-wings.
Have any balance or anything. So
they
like,
weren't A-Wings. I thought they were A-Wings.
A-Wings are they're red and like they're shaped.
Yeah,
different.
Those
like,
are
like the
speeders.
Hop
speeders, whatever.
Or whatever.
All right, never mind.
Those things like are capable of like some space travel. Like not a lot. They definitely can't like jump through hyperspace.
It could definitely get you to the rings of Saturn, but after that, I'm not promising anything.
Those are T-47 A-speeders there, boys.
Oh, thank you so much.
Think, Wookiee
some guy listening right now is like, ooh, they don't know.
That's what I was talking about. You just peaked it right there.
I know, I already did.
So don't do that anymore.
No, I'm saying some Star Wars mega fans is getting rage right now.
All right, so I'm going to...
You were talking about Star Wars. Like
so
that.
if you want to rage... Rage back here.
Ooh.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. So that's the thing. So sorry for anyone who's been listening to the last few episodes. We're trying. Let our enthusiasm ruin the product. That's how you sell that. Oh my god. Well, at least it's way over there.
Man.
All right. So any other thoughts on that Star Wars
tiny
trailer?
Dogs really close.
Any other thoughts on that, the trailer? You know.
It's a trailer.
Luke and his ultimate
robotic
evil
hand.
And robot. Yeah.
I mean, it's just
they were like, remember, he's got one hand.
One hand. Yeah. They showed some things like.
I mean, it's just more like, oh, Rey's gonna get persuaded. Oh.
Oh, Rey could go dark. Or go
oh
dark,
no, she's not gonna go dark. Oh,
yeah.
I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then porgs.
Porgs. Yeah, that's what those are. The let's
the
sell,
new Ewoks.
Let's
literally, there was like 5 seconds where it was alien noise. Just like Chewbacca was like, woo! And then like the other thing was like, bah!
God damn it.
I hate this movie.
Okay, so any other thoughts? I mean, I'm going to go see it. Like,
of course
I probably
I'm
going
to
go see it, yeah. I got to see where
midnight.
The fuck they're taking this roller coaster ride to.
I'm going to see it at midnight, no way.
No, I'll see it like
2 weeks later.
Yeah, I'll see it like a week after it comes out.
But what I'll do is I'll wait till the Monday.
I'm going to watch it in Russian on Joey's Fire Stick.
Yeah. Lego Ninjago is all in Russian. It's so fucking amazing. I went on the simulator like, no. I cannot see this in Russian anywhere else in the world.
Hello, Ninja Dad. How are you?
No, it's not even that.
Why am I Swedish? I'm not Russian.
It's in Russian. Like, no subtitles.
Das Paganya Ninjago.
Yes. That is what's happening there.
Did he point out lasagna? That's lasagna.
That is exactly what is happening.
Speaking of the trailer, they couldn't fucking feed you any more of that Yeah, Leia's gonna die.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, Jesus Christ,
I said,
man.
I solved that problem, don't worry.
I was like, alright, you solved that problem.
I said that shit, like, right at the beginning of it. Like, I was like, I'm pretty sure somebody warned me not to watch this trailer.
Yeah, director. No, he says, hey, you don't want to get spoiled. Like, it's big synopsis and plots, like, being highlighted in the trailer.
I mean, it's a middle movie.
I'm like, I'm pretty sure they're gonna wipe out the old cast. It's gonna happen. Like, Mark's gonna die in the last one. It's going to happen.
Well, I mean, this one is the last Jedi. I wonder who that is. The new Jedi.
Wouldn't it be great if they killed off the new shitty characters and Luke just still just hammer fists his way through the rest of the series?
Did they announce the title for episode 9 yet?
Yeah.
What is it?
The search for more money.
The Schwartz.
No, I don't think they have they?
No.
I don't think so.
Wikipedia does not have an answer for that.
Wikipedia.
You don't use Wikipedia?
Yes.
I got a giggle off of that too a second ago. He said it revealed. I was like, Wikipedia.
Wikipedia is very funny. That was a good play on words.
All right.
I mean, it used to be called Wikipedia, but now it's just Wikia powered by fandom.
Oh.
But
stupid.
It's still called Wikipedia. But anyway. Yeah. I mean, say what you want, but they are doing a lot of stuff to be, like, the nerdy Wikipedia, so.
Sure.
Wikia.
Yeah, fucking take on Bulbapedia.
I don't know. So the trailer wasn't as intense as, like, the Force Awakens trailer. That music and the score, building up to, like, something, like, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But this one was like, all right, Kylo's being angsty teenager with emo problems.
He had a little thing on his face when we got cut.
Yeah,
like,
he's a robot.
I was like, why would you get a robot implant?
He has like cybernetics
on his
face.
Why does he have robotic scarring?
Well, he has a robot cheek now.
He's like robotic Neosporin. Like, there we go. That's it.
Maybe the fact that, like, the trailer's, like, understated minus Leia.
About this? Everyone's going to go fucking ape shit. Like, oh, it's amazing, it's Star Wars. I'm like, I'm going to keep an open mind because Force Awakens lied to me.
Well,
the member berries hit me. Those member berries are a real thing.
Well, I mean, like, I don't know. I fall into the watchable.
Force Awakens, I watched it.
It's watchable.
I loved it, and then I watched it again.
It's New Hope again, but
it's New Hope.
But it's watchable.
It's watchable. I just prefer Rogue One before.
If I had to line up a list of films that I would watch again, and I had to go to, do I want to rewatch Force Awakens or do I want to watch
Pixels?
Phantom Menace. Yeah,
the
prequels like are significantly worse films.
Yeah,
than
exactly,
like, the ones that are coming out.
No. I give it that. Yeah. I'll still watch Force Awakens.
Like,
I'm
happy
again
that these are mediocre and not abysmal. Like,
right. That's what I'm saying. Like,
cash grabs, but like,
I do the same thing.
I'm just saying, like, I thought it was new and refreshing when it really was just like a coat of paint.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. It was like,
I mean, sometimes it takes that second watch.
Sometimes
you're just blinded by how dope something is.
Yeah. I completely got the wool over my eyes, like, on that one.
I mean, it's fair.
It's fair.
Star Wars.
It was Star Wars years of not having a movie.
You're allowed to be.
Yeah, so.
I don't think that's, like, a fault.
No. All right. So I'm being skeptical about this one. The ape knuckle ATTs already have me, like,
I just hate that little
They're going to stand. I'm calling it.
So what,
mark it.
What about...
It stands up.
They're going to stand.
So what about... Let's
pull out guns.
Rock 'em, sock 'em ATTs.
Let's do a couple more things, and then we can move on to other stuff. What about Finn wielding a lightsaber against Captain Phasma?
That
wasn't
a lightsaber.
That was a
Vibro 6.
Remember the right one?
Traitor!
Yeah, you know he has one.
Okay.
But it also looked like he was either...
Hey, remember? She ain't...
You are so loud.
Remember? She ain't dead.
They put her in the trash compactor.
So also, there was like that one scene where he was wearing what appeared to be like Imperial, high end.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like he looked
like an Imperial officer.
Yeah,
or
like an officer.
Nothing. Like it looked political.
Oh really?
That's what it looked like to me.
It had shoulder pads.
Yeah, it looked political. It looked like Jimmy Smith's Alderaan gear getup.
Oh, right?
I'll take the girl.
What else? Was there anything else in there? Filming in New Zealand.
That's where you film everything. It's just like, what are you filming something in the way in the fast or way in the past or way in the future?
And then she's doing the whole Man of Steel, like, and then rocks.
Oh yeah, the rocks.
I was like,
we have the
well,
most
right, like that. Like there was like that big tremor that cracked, and then like Luke was like, oh fuck.
He's like, oh shit.
Yeah. Do you think there's any validity to secret twins again?
No.
What, like Rey and Kylo are related?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. No.
Well, so like that was part of the extended universe before, like Leia and Han did have twins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Mary. Who was it? Mary. Who were the kids again?
It was Ben and
not Mary Jane. Sorry, I was thinking something else.
not Jin. It was
it might have been Jace.
Jace. No. Jason. No, I think it was Jace.
Jason Solo, yeah. It was Jason Solo, I believe.
You saying Jason or Jace?
Jason. I think it was spelled with a... It was like J-A...
Jaina.
No, Jaina's Luke's
Jaina
wife.
And, oh, Jaina and twin brother Jason. Where Timothy's on. Expanded one.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That's what we were looking for, right?
I think so.
I'm confused.
And then there's Jaina Solo, Jason Solo.
Oh, no. Jace. Luke's kid was Ben.
Right.
Okay, yeah. And then because of Han's kid, Luke's kid died in some attack or something.
Yeah.
And one of them falls inevitably to the dark side.
I mean, this is all Star Wars Legends stuff.
That doesn't exist
anymore. Timothy Zane novels that no longer matter because Disney said, fuck them.
Yeah.
The Vong Wars are way too brutal. They're way... You can't put that shit to film. Like...
And you have Anakin Solo.
Yeah.
All right, anyway. There's a whole... Hey, this one's on real Wikipedia. All right. So, any last thoughts before we move on to video games and other stuff?
Thank God there's a fucking lightsaber.
There's two.
I know. Thank God.
Three.
Holy shit.
I don't think they didn't show Luke with a lightsaber, I don't think.
I mean, he was holding his for a second.
Yeah, but they didn't show him wielding
it. He didn't ignite it or anything. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like when I watched Force Awakens, like, the whole time, like, I was like,
get to the business.
Somebody throw a fucking pie. Jesus Christ.
All right.
Well, like, Kylo stops the laser, right? And then he, like, mind fucks Rey for a second. And then, like,
there's, well, like, the lightsaber fight. She didn't want the lightsaber. And that's
I know, but I'm saying, like, that movie was boring as fuck. And, like, I just wanted someone to
they
fucking
had to
pull
rebuild from nothing.
That's
you
fine.
You wanted, like, fucking midway Luke Skywalker flying in, like, force lightning, swinging, like, fucking, lightsaber around hitting people?
So, like... Here's the thing. I came from the Timothy Zane novels, where, like, that shit happens on the reg. Like, Darth
I'm trying
Bane...
to describe who he's flying in like. Like, fucking Iron Man shooting fucking salvo missiles at fucking...
That's what I'm saying. Like, Darth Bane, like... Darth Bane spark ignites, and then, like, the minute that it happens, like, he just goes full-blooded, like, Sith killer and, like, murders, like, an entire mining crew. Like, I'm not... like, out of my mind here, thinking that Star Wars should have a fucking bit of action.
Make that Darth Bane movie.
They're not going to. They're not
He's
doing
too
anything.
Brutal. He's too brutal. He kills children. He can't do it.
They're not going to do it. All right. Okay. Al, any last thoughts?
Rey's not Luke's daughter.
All right. I think I pretty much...
Rey is Luke's daughter.
No.
My thoughts.
I mean, it looks like they're going to sell a lot of toys. That's my response.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're going to squeeze them, and they're going to go, meh!
You want porgs? We got porgs. Stupid-ass name that someone's like, porg, man, that's a good name.
It's just got to be something that a little kid can yell at you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, like, right.
They're not dumb. Disney's not dumb with marketing.
All right. So let's move into the thing, like what we normally do.
Sure.
Anyone have anything interesting in their lives this week? I mean, I have some couple things, but like...
Went to go see It, and that shit was abysmal because we live in a fucking college town, and it took me literally 45 minutes to get to the theater, and I missed it, so I got my
refund. Oh, okay. I thought you meant that the people in it were terrible. The people in it are terrible, too. Jeez, you didn't know.
Nope. Got there like half an hour after. I'm like, okay, that was my fault for leaving that when it was game day. Mm-hmm. And then when I got there, the tickets were all sold out, so trying to find seats was going to be impossible, so I said, fuck it, just give me my refund. So I just got drunk at Bahama Breeze.
Really? Is that what you were doing there? You didn't invite me? You know I got that gift card.
Okay. Oh, yeah. No, I got that gift card, right? I got gift cards everywhere.
I do have gift cards a lot of places. Jesus. Like, I'm just saying, like, there's literally no cost for me to be there other than tipping.
I got to fucking text me, look, Papa John's giving away cheese bread.
That's not what that was.
That's not what that is.
Oh, I don't know. I just saw a picture
of the point of the context there is they're like, even pizza can be lonely.
Yeah, they were like, buy the cheesy bread, you lonely fuck.
Because it's a targeted ad. They're like, man. We see you're clicking on a lot of single guy stuff.
God. We noticed that we have a Tinder account active. We also saw that you subscribed to Zusk and then also Bumble.
Yeah, exactly. So
and like, plenty of fish. So
Grindr. Okay, well, we got you.
We know you like bread. Get in here.
It's got sausage on
it. Anyway.
Grindr.
Anyone... So, I mean, like, I had, like, one, I was sick, which is terrible. Henry was sick. That was terrible. Mm. I'm just now barely, like, getting over it. Someone backed into my car. That was real fucking fun. I knocked the dent out, so that's okay.
Cool.
I was more angry.
Suction cup dildo.
We were talking about that. The video that goes around the internet of the girl who used the big dildo to fucking pull the dent out.
Like, you want to talk shit, but she fucking did that shit in like a second. She was like, I got you, and whipped a fucking giant dick out of her purse. Fucking stuck it to the side of the car and just pulled out a dent.
Have you seen that video, Al?
What? Oh, the dildo one? Yes.
She pulled a fucking dent out perfect.
My favorite. Like, it looked great afterwards.
My favorite video is the kids that find the dildos in their parent, like, in their parents' thing, and the parents are just like, this is fucking hilarious. I'm going to film this shit.
Jeez. You like, seen the one where, like, the fucking, the dog has the dildo, and the girl's chasing after the dog, and... He's just like, nope, it's mine.
Like, you're ruining it.
It's going to be all fucked up when I give it back.
Oh, good Lord.
I'd like to get a return on this.
Yeah. Whoa.
It was like that in the package.
This was not pet friendly.
I mean, like,
think of the complications of that. Just like, it looks like it has bite marks.
You got to call your vet and be like, yeah, he ate a lot of,
dick.
Rubber?
Yeah.
I don't know how I got it, but he ate a lot of it.
There's a lot of rubber.
Do I got to worry about this?
What exactly is cyber skin made out of?
Silicon and rubber. Do I need to be worried? The answer is no.
Well, it's a dust and diamonds rubber.
Most of that silicon. Yes. Most of that silicon is food safe, and I'll just pass.
Don't want to ask how you know that.
No, they have like,
it'll pass. Don't worry about it.
Your cat ate a pocket pussy.
No, they have like, they have those dog bones that are made out of like the same silicone.
Yeah.
That they're meant to like pebble. Like,
dog bone.
He has a dog bone.
You do whatever you want with it.
No, yeah. So when I go to PetSmart, it's the anal bead looking thing. I'm like, that's a dog toy.
And then like you look at it, you're like, that's only $7. Like, versus the fucking same shit at XMart for $50.
If it's safe enough for the dog to chew.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. You can put that wherever you want.
All right. So no one else had any adventures?
No. I think my week was mostly just whatever.
Okay, that's why I figured as much. That's why we talked about Star Wars for so long.
I celebrated a friend's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we talked about that. I'm not going to say rude things. Yeah. I'll let it go.
I try to stay away from any social media.
Is that why you're not liking my posts?
Jesus Christ.
Did you see? Oh, yes. No. I mean, we're going to talk a little bit about that in the news.
I guess you would have
to. I don't want to talk about it, but we're going to talk about a little bit of that kind of stuff.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Don't worry about it.
I don't know which one Alpha's particularly talking about, but...
Everything has been happening,
dude. Are we talking about Tom Petty? Because that's sad.
Okay, no, don't even get me started on that, because Joey has a rant. I have a soapbox. I got nice and fucking shined up for that shit.
If he's dead, just say he's dead. Don't tell me he's dead and he's alive.
I mean, let's talk about that real quick. That was a very fitting tribute by this town to
that was cool.
A person.
Mural.
The mural's nice.
They're petitioning to keep it, like, permanent.
The mural's nice, and Bo Diddley Plaza is named after Bo Diddley, you know, another famous musician who's from here. You know,
we're gonna get less than Jake squared, like
the less than Jake shopping mall.
He's a Legging Jake outhouse.
The against me outlets mall.
Against me was in Gainesville.
Yeah, they're from Gainesville.
Born and raised on less FM waves.
Jesus.
Yes.
Christ.
So less than Jake and against me, Bo Diddley, Tom Petty, there's a couple others, like members of other bands are in there.
There's an actress
couple
that's
record
from
labels.
Here, too. Yeah. One of the blondes on Scrubs, I think.
Really? The point is just like we're just going to run out of – the joke is we're running out of things to name because there's not a lot of stuff here.
Yeah.
Well, I would say that's pretty cool in the Gator game that they all sing.
Right, so
that's really
I recommend you watch the video. Yeah, the Gator game.
Fuck the Gators, but that's actually something cool to watch.
Wow.
What? Fuck them.
Did we lose that game, too?
We did. We lost.
You know what? Yeah.
Tom Petty's rotten in hell now.
Oh, really? That
we beat FSU. That's all I care about.
Did you see where they sacked the quarterback? And, like, the Miami guy, one of the Miami players sacked, like, the quarterback, and his leg was, like, stuck over, so he grabbed his leg and played, like, an electric guitar.
Yeah, it's fucking cool.
You're just like, wow.
All right.
They're off the chain there at the U. They are off the chain.
Criminals. I love it.
The U is one of my favorite college schools to watch. Just
I love
they're
them. They're fun.
They get a lot of talent. A lot of talent.
Shit, the Rock.
Are you talking about...
The University of Miami.
Didn't one of their coaches just get busted for cocaine?
Dolphins.
That was the Dolphins.
Oh, okay.
Offensive coach.
Yeah.
Apparently the hook.
No, that was a mystery powdered substance.
That's fucking cocaine. And then they're saying,
what are you, what are you a doctor?
White, what rich white man has hey, fucking baking powder?
And then they're saying a prostitute was filming it.
Hey, he had a $20 bill rolled up.
Hey, that was Advil, and he wanted to get it in quicker.
It was Goody's.
Goody's.
Cocaine powder.
And ain't no mysterious substance when the next day you're like, I resigned from this organization.
I saw like one of those memes that was like, does a dolphin do blow like this? And it's like through the snort, and it was upside down, like doing it through like the cloak.
I saw another man's like, I would do coke too, considering this season how it's going.
Oh, you got it. All right. Try not to pop the mics. All right.
Dude.
No. We were all laughing, so it's very, like, wow. I don't know. I'm serious. I spent like 10 minutes like adjusting like different compressors and different settings. The only thing is just like,
you act like you know what you're doing.
I don't know what I'm doing.
You bought that mixer that you showed us.
It was like
the $300 mixer.
Like, Kyle, can I buy $300? I was like, for sure.
Offer $200 bucks, and a handy. That's it.
I'll give you an angry handy J plus $200.
This thing's bulky enough. That thing's like the length of this table probably.
I know, but it probably has like robotic.
It doesn't.
I don't
want to
talk like a robot. Well, who is it? Peter Gabriel that makes the guitars?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I want.
All right. But anyway, Tom Petty thing. It was like nice. I get mad when people, like, I'm only going to say this once, and, like, I've said it before. Like, I really like it when people do nice people for things for other people, but waiting until they're dead to do it is ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
I just like all the Tom Petty fans all of a sudden.
Right.
That's what
right. I mean, it
happens with every celebrity.
I'll admit, I listened to a little bit more, like, a little more Tom Petty than, like, well, this week.
It's because, like, FM radio has been playing more Tom Petty.
That's true.
I'm not going to lie. All I know is Won't Back Down and
American Girl and Last Dance with Mary Jane. And
it's a Free Falling, right? He does Free Falling?
There's a lot more than that.
I know.
There was, like, commercially.
No, I know.
Just watch King of the Hill.
Oh, God, no.
Lucky.
Okay. I've done a handful. I've listened to a handful of his music. Yeah, sure. I mean, I like it. I'm just not going to be like, oh, tell me about the voice of his generation. Like, no. Like, all right, he's good.
No, he was an excellent artist, and, you know, been missed. All right. So.
Gates of Hell finally opened up.
Let's talk about fucking.
We can talk about fucking.
All right. Did you guys see the, I guess we can talk, let me loop that in there. Did you see the SNL cold open this week? Because it was new. All right, so. The cold, like, normally how they do, like, a little skit, whatever.
Yeah.
So the cold open for SNL this week was
Didn't we talk about what you've been playing?
No, we're going to get to that.
Oh, okay.
So the cold open was Jason Aldean, the singer who was at the concert in Vegas for the shooting, singing I Won't Back Down.
For Tom Petty. Jeez.
So,
Double Entendre on that one.
Yeah, so that was really weird. So I was like, is this Jason Aldean singing I Won't Back Down as the cold open? And then it did, because I was like, maybe they fucking canceled SNL. And then Gal Gadot came on, and I was like, oh, yeah, it's me, Gal Gadot. Wonder Woman, then Leslie Jones was funny. And then I didn't realize how old Leslie Jones is.
How old is Leslie
Jones? She's like 50-something.
Well.
She's still funny. Kean Thompson, also funny.
Kean Thompson is...
That OJ skit is hilarious. So,
what up with that?
I remember learning French from him.
all right, so let's talk about what the fuck you've been playing. What have you guys been playing for fucking video games?
So I actually forgot.
Shut up, Alf. I'm going to talk.
No, shut up. See, that's it. Yeah. I forgot I had Disney Afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
$7 on the PS4. It was $1 a game. Beat Darkwing Duck.
You beat it? That game's hard.
Oh, not with the rewind feature.
Tailspin is fucking abysmal.
Oh, I died. Beat Tailspin. Rewind.
I was playing Tailspin.
How many lives do you got? Oh, I got 25. I didn't die.
Enough.
I kept dying. Dude, this one boss, I'm like, if this was an arcade machine, the amount of money Nintendo would have had, or Capcom, I'd rather, but holy shit.
I mean, I can get really far in Rescue Rangers. I can get really far in DuckTales. But
well, I think it's trying to beat all of them now just to see them. I mean, yeah, I know DuckTales I could beat probably without rewinding. But yeah, rewind feature, it's a godsend.
Terrible. The game's terrible.
They're all terrible.
No.
Tailspin's fucking terrible.
No, I was going to say DuckTales.
Oh, DuckTales is good. Rescue Rangers is garbage.
Really? I like it. I don't know.
It's garbage.
Yeah, it's garbage.
Okay.
Tailspin's stupid. Is like,
I'm not going to defend
Baloo just goes upside down.
Yeah, he's like, well, I'm going to be backwards. I can go this way.
And I'm like, oh, look, a donkey. Oh, he just flew away. Okay.
Don Carnage is here to get shot by three bullets.
Who the fuck was the final boss in Tailspin? I don't know.
Shere Khan?
No, it wasn't Shere Khan. I think it was, you fight the air pirates, a big-ass ship. You can take it down. Like, and then Shere Khan's like, Baloo talks to Kid Kipper, whatever his name is. Like,
Cloud Kicker?
Yeah, he's like, oh, well, this is the work of Shere Khan. Cloud's like, yeah, we'll get him next time. And there's Shere Khan outside a window looking. I'm like, what? He's right there. He's right there. He's got right there.
That's for the sequel.
Darkwing's fun. The ending, he's like riding on his bike.
Just keep turning him down every time.
That was you.
That was you.
Well, that was not me.
It was you.
Darkwing's funny. The ending, he's riding the bike down St. Canard, and then he hits a bump and falls in the end. I'm like,
Did you?
That's pretty funny.
Did you happen to watch the new episode of the new two episodes of DuckTales?
Is it out?
Yeah, they're up.
Oh, no, I have not.
Three and four.
I'll watch it when I get home.
They're okay.
Who else did I know? Play more Destiny.
Did you beat the? Did you do the raid?
I did. Yeah,
I am.
Didn't beat it.
Okay. I am Dungeon Rings with Destiny.
I mean, if once the raid is the last thing, until
I did
like,
the Pleasure Gardens. I did the Aqueducts, and then now I'm some Dog Room that I said fuck it, I give up. We all gave up. It was like 3 hours of just trying to do it.
Unanimously, spirits broken.
Then I went back to Strikes and Nightfalls. Nightfalls and... All right, cool.
Yeah.
I just learned about Infusion. Now I was like, no wonder I'm not doing any weapon upgrades.
I told you about that shit last week.
I don't listen to you, you know that.
He's like, I don't listen to this shitty show. I'm here to crack jokes.
Not even while we're recording it. He's just riffing.
I haven't played Overwatch.
He's just here to riff?
No, I'm just here. I don't listen to this shit after. It's done. It's done. That's it in my head. Hey, you were funny. Like, I don't know. What did I say?
On what?
Well,
I mean, I know I'm funny, but thank you.
Thanks. I'm glad you like Instagram.
And, you're like on Facebook? Yeah, I told I said that the AT-ATs drag knuckles. Did you say? I got them already.
That's right. You already wrote it. Yeah. Right? That's where I get my material. Just recycle it back into the fucking podcast.
Oh, yeah.
What was it?
There we go.
Played Overwatch, but I really want to wait till the Junker Town.
Are they redoing Junker?
Junker Scene?
No, that's out. Oh, no. Oh, you mean the Halloween?
Junker Town's out. Yeah. I don't play the Junker Scene thing. The
Halloween event's like tomorrow or something.
We can talk about the skins later, but. Zenyatta skin.
Is it new? New skins?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, May's
new skin. She looks like a...
She looks like a nurse, but it's a vampire, Chinese vampire, apparently.
Yeah.
Overwatch.
I've never seen a Chinese vampire, so I'm like, you look like a nurse.
They're like pretty used in like D&D and like a few other things.
I guess. Zenyatta looks fucking awesome.
Zenyatta does look cool.
It's like Cthulhu-esque, like cult. I'm like, yeah.
He's really
cool.
Is McCree's May finally... like a pirate?
No. She's like a...
Vampire
nurse.
What?
Are you talking about May or someone else?
May.
Yeah.
She's like a purple pirate.
She has like little dots on her cheeks.
That's someone else you're talking about.
Yeah.
Dots on her cheeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not a pirate. She's definitely not a pirate.
This picture looks like a really good pirate.
Does she have an eye patch?
No.
Then she's not
a
pirate.
Glasses.
Pirates have glasses.
I think McCree's going to be a hunter, like a Van Helsing type, everyone said he should have been in the first place.
Yeah.
And then, Reaper's cool. Yeah, he has the floating skull.
Yeah,
I like this D.Va Halloween one where she's like got a jack o' lantern thing going on here.
Well, Symmetra has one. What was Symmetra's?
Oh shit, I don't remember.
It was pretty cool too. I just forgot hers.
They better make
Zenyatta right now. I want Zenyatta skin.
She doesn't have an eye patch. Like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. What?
She's a Chinese vampire. You're saying pirate.
Okay, maybe I'm not looking at the right one.
Maybe.
Maybe I'm looking at
looking at Widowmaker, maybe.
I think he's looking at
Widowmaker. Does she have a skin?
Oh, that Mercy skin. Nice.
She's a witch again, right?
Yeah, she's a witch again.
Okay. Have you seen cosplay of her as witch?
Yeah.
Jessica Negri's cosplay?
Well, yeah, I've seen
I don't like times. Jessica Negri.
You should. Your penis does, I know that.
That's a different story.
All right. Me and him have fucking alternating opinions. All
right.
Not good.
Yes, I played Overwatch a little bit. Not that much because I'm waiting for the Junker Scene shit.
Now, who are we talking
about? I'm kind of done with the competitive play aspect of that. And that's it. I haven't played that much. I still haven't booted up Metroid.
Really? What the fuck's wrong with you? I've been talking about that game for a million years. I've stopped.
You're still on the last Metroid with a few weapons.
I fell off of it real hard. I was like, fuck going back to this boss. Fuck it.
What did I say last week? Like, he's gonna be on the last Metroid next week.
This?
Yeah.
This is absolutely not a pirate, Joey.
That was a pirate.
This is not a pirate.
Hold it up to the camera so everyone can see that the fucking pirate.
Does anybody think that this is a pirate?
That's a fucking pirate.
Can't you just do the overlay? Just show it.
But then I gotta bring it in. I gotta save
it. Oh, yeah, it's so hard.
Word. Bullshit. That's a pirate. Fucking Google Legend is a fucking pirate.
Fucking pirate.
How about this? I think she's a pirate because of the big things around her fucking... damn it.
You're the guy now.
I literally punched the mic. The big swashbuckly type thing.
First off, swastika. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Oh, you saw Wolfenstein's tweet?
That's what the fuck I'm getting to. Get out the fucking news.
Oh, that was so good. I'm sorry. Swastika stopped Nazis and then Wolfenstein. See?
All right,
dude, Symmetra's fucking sick.
There we go, that's it, yeah.
Symmetra's fucking awesome.
It's sick.
Yeah, I thought that's
so good. Symmetra's really cool.
So the problem is, like, some of these I can't recognize without knowing who the fuck
Show Zenyatta's. Zenyatta's badass. Like, I love Zenyatta's.
Yeah.
That looks really fucking cool.
Yeah, that's real
cool. That's all I've been playing. What about you?
Me or Kyle?
Whatever, I don't care.
Kyle, what the fuck you been playing?
I'm going to talk over you guys anyway.
A Jingji, which is a Chinese hopping vampire.
Okay, fine. I don't know what that looks like. Fuck me, I guess.
It looks like that!
It looks like that!
It looks like a fucking pirate.
Was it in Studio Ghibli?
How about this? How about this? If they said it was a chupacabra and I'd never seen a chupacabra, like, it looks like a fucking werewolf. Would you be like, okay, kind of, whatever.
Sure, yeah. I would be, actually. Like, all right, fine. He doesn't know what it looks like. All
right, so I'll start with the fuck I've been playing. I've been playing fucking Cuphead. I fucking hate that game.
Same. Cuphead, hate it. No. I love it, but I hate it.
So
this episode's a shit show.
All right, so Wonder Mel says Chinese garb.
Hmm?
What are you doing there?
What? Shut up. He logged on and was like typing shit in the chat. All right. Anyway, I mean, I love the game. The animation is beautiful.
Yep.
The gameplay loop is fine. This is something I want to talk about. Like, because Kyle, we've talked about before how I don't like hard games, and this is a hard game.
By yourself, it's hard.
The reason why.
So you don't like it just because of the difficulty?
No. Oh, okay. I fucking hate it just because like I'm tired of I'm. I've entered into the gameplay loop now.
You feel like you're bad at it?
No. I've entered into the gameplay loop where I'm not getting, like, rage-inducingly quitting on it, but it's just, like, I'm doing a boss. I'm like, okay, I'm going to run this boss 5 more times, you know, and if I don't beat it, I'm going to quit.
Yeah.
And then I come back, and, like, I'm just walking away too soon.
Yeah.
To, you know, because I feel like I'm making progress, so I'm not making
enough progress. The first little island I had no issues with. Second island, I cannot fucking, like, get shit done.
And... The problem is like, the game is okay. I'm okay with the difficulty in this because the restart is really quick. The quicker you get, you quicker you get back into the game, the more I'm okay with
an obnoxious soundbite every time I die.
Oh, just do like I mute it. The game has very few sound cues.
It's just you want to hear like it's like music and stuff, but then it's just like. Well, that's a fancy how do you do at the beginning of the fuck whatever it says. Like
I liked it.
But the
yeah, I've seen videos. Sorry,
but like when you're dying like 15 fucking times and it's you die and it's fancy how do you do and then you die and a fancy how do you do and you're like shut the fuck up, man.
I mean, it's this Ninja Turtle eat feet.
So like
that shit's obnoxious too.
All right. So those who don't know, it's like a lot of we can talk about this in the news too, but one of the chief complaints is that it has that a very pleasing aesthetic and inviting aesthetic of old cartoons and it looks simplistic, but it's a very hard game to play, and it's based on that 1980s Nintendo difficulty of you're gonna
trial and error.
You're gonna fight the boss and you're gonna like try to learn the pattern and you're gonna play the pattern as long as you can, until it moves to another phase, then the pattern changes and then you start dying and then you progress forward. You just keep going through it until the whole thing. One of the nice things,
like for instance, the boss fight has 4 checkpoints, like not real checkpoints, but areas where like the boss. So you're gonna die at least 5 times,
right?
In order to,
and it's not always, and sometimes the boss have like randomized things that they're doing, like they, they're not like one of them.
The phases don't always happen in the same order,
right? Well, the phases, the transitions are different, but
like the chick in the sky.
Right, I was going to use the cash register the slot machine thing.
Yeah.
The slot machine can put out like 4 different things.
Right.
So you don't know what you're going to
Yeah, like all of them do that. Like every boss like has like a random series of like patterns that it'll spit out.
Right, exactly. You don't know if it's going to do this.
Unlike a Mega Man boss, which like does the same thing every time.
So it's a little more complex. That's what I was going to get to. It's a little more complex than Mega Man. And you're going to die a lot and you're going to restart a lot. And so the problem that I've in the majority of the boss fights are 4 or 5, no more than 4 minutes. Like two to three minutes. There might be 4 minutes if you kind of like butts around and don't. And you're
or if you're using like the auto aim gun that does like no damage or whatever.
Right. So like the problem is that, you know, when you add up the 15 times you fought the boss, that's, you know, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and I really like it. I don't have a lot negative to say about it. You know, it doesn't.
It demands you to change the configuration.
I've seen some people like saying that, you know, that like the reason why that configuration makes sense is if you imagine it's a 6-button controller. Like a 6-button face button style controller, like a SNES controller or a Genesis controller. That layout makes sense like that.
But it's not.
That's the argument that you can make is that you're doing a retro style game and you want to put a retro style control thing on it. You can change. The nice thing is you can remap the controls from the start. I recommend playing with the controls before you get too comfortable with anything. You know, I put the fire on the trigger so I can just hold down the trigger. And then my fingers can do jumping and dashing.
I changed it to like almost exactly what the default controls for Mega Man X are.
I seen one of my friends, Justin, said he was trying to do something like that as well. And I can see that. We're like, you know. The other thing is like, the game doesn't like, it doesn't give you clues to remind you, like, at all to remind you about what you should be doing. Like, sometimes you'll forget that you can dash. And that's a vital key for beating a boss.
Or there'll be segments where, like, you're in the plane and the dash is a transformation instead.
Yeah.
And, like, that doesn't feel,
right,
like, really fluid.
Right. Or that, so, the
like,
transformation.
You try to rely on the dash and it's not a dash anymore and you're like, what the fuck?
Or that, like, when you're in the plane, like, it doesn't key in the best time to use those things. It doesn't ever say, oh, turn into the smaller plane and, you know, to navigate, whatever. But anyway, the game's fine. I like it. I just wanted to, you know, in light of all the positive things everyone's saying about why you should play it and things like that, these are the negatives, you know.
What do you categorize as genres?
This is the, I would put it as an action shmup, maybe.
I consider a platformer, running gun, shoot 'em up.
Run and gun platformer.
I would say that it is a platformer boss rush.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
With some story elements.
Story elements are completely irrelevant in that thing.
Yeah, I don't think there's any story.
I mean,
element
it's a level
there.
Concept and overarching.
Yeah, I mean, sure, but like,
and
the
why
story
you're
is like,
fighting the boss.
The story is literally like, I lost a dice roll to the devil.
I mean, it's a story.
You're right.
I'm not saying it's the best story, but it is a story.
I mean, that's like saying that like the NES Mega Man's had story. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's as much story as you need.
Like,
it's like
story.
It's like it's there because like there's like some text that tells you it's there. But like,
I'm not saying it's gonna be the fucking.
You're not like. Uncovering.
I'm not
story.
Saying it's like a novel, like a critically acclaimed New York Times bestseller.
I saw like one of your friends say that it was Game of the Year, and you were just like, "Fuck you, you're wrong."
I mean, it certainly.
Well, no, because I'm like, nah,
you didn't say fuck you.
I was like, it isn't. It
might be best looking
like,
game.
No,
of
it's nothing like that. I'm like, Steam actually says it's like this. Reviewers, like even the developer says it's this type of genre. You saying that it's groundbreaking and fucking this brand new thing that's never been done before, it's a lie. It's been done.
No, this has been done.
Turn on any old school Nintendo game. It's been done.
Play Contra. This is
like,
Contra.
That's a Contra. It's better than Contra. It's more than Contra. I'm like, nah, it really isn't. It's just Contra boss rush.
It's just Contra. Split into sections. It's just Contra that looks way better.
It's
just like an aesthetic that you like because.
Well,
because you like the aesthetic,
it's an inviting aesthetic, and
these guys are fucking beautiful. I love.
Like to me, like it's not even the most like inviting thing. Like
hand drawn, hand animated.
But like if it was like done in like a Studio Ghibli style, like I'd like it even better. Like I don't think that like this 1930s animation, like
I love 1930s animation.
To me, like it's not like that's not like what I grew up on.
You
know what I mean?
Like we're dancing, like even the plans, like.
Yeah, I mean, like, I watched a lot of old Looney Tunes when I was a kid. So,
I watched old Disney, Steamboat old Mickey. Disney.
I guess I just didn't, you know what I mean? So, like, I'm just kind of like...
Well, get the fuck out!
Fucking millennial!
Yeah, sorry, I'm not down with your super racist cartoons.
Stupid-ass millennial.
All right, so, I mean, like, I don't want to dwell on that too much. Obviously, like, I talked about bouncing off Metroid. I will try to finish it. It's just very much.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I will.
All right, mark it. Next week, he's still one Metroid with a couple items.
I'm going to get there by, like, putting it in the bathroom and just being like, well, got nothing else to do.
Yep, just in between jerking it sessions.
Play there until my legs fall asleep. Oh, my legs don't work.
Yeah.
Well, I'm stuck in this bathroom. I'm going to play some more of this Metroid.
Yeah, for me, it's just Cuphead, Overwatch, some Mario RPG on the SNES Classic.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's about it.
I still haven't even hooked mine up. I did see Jeremy hacked his, and apparently the hacking stuff's coming out. Like a 75% of the library works.
Sweet. So I just want Chrome
Trigger. A lot of the translated ROMs like Secret of Mana 3 and Terranigma, Star Ocean. You need RetroArch installed on it?
Yeah.
That's the only way it'll run. I'm like, I'm good.
I don't need RetroArch to do stuff.
Nope. Just like the NES Classic, whatever works default because I'm not doing anything else more.
Yeah, I don't want to put a lot of work into it. And, you know,
I put the Zelda BS Super Nintendo hack, ROM hack. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Why? Does it say you did it? Like, I don't, it's a shit game.
Stuff in there, yeah.
I'm going to put Rock Over Racing.
Uh-huh.
Final Fantasy 2.
Uh-huh.
Why?
Because it's a good game.
But Final Fantasy 3's on it.
I know, but I like 2 as well.
People like 2. He wants to watch the opera.
Yeah. Dracula X.
I heard something else, so go. I know what you said, though, but keep going.
Dragon X?
I don't know what I heard, but keep going.
Knights of the Round.
That's good.
Oh, my God. What was the other ones I said? There was a couple more.
Arrow Fighters, Hagani.
Oh, Arrow Fighters, yeah. And
don't put Hagini on there.
Sunset Riders.
Sunset Riders is a good call.
Turtles in Time.
Turtles in Time
is a good call.
Chrono Trigger's good on there.
I said, well, I'm happy that he, that was the first game he had working.
Yeah,
Chrono.
He was like, put Chrono Trigger on the
His bridge. First game was Chrono. I was like, oh, that's awesome. At least he got that working.
Because everybody knows.
I kind of want...
I'm totally putting that one
I'm waiting
now.
On the program to get a little more differentiated between the NES and SNES.
Yeah.
Like, the first time he got working, he's like, yeah, it was literally the exact same. Like, he was just using the exact same program with no differentiation. It was just like,
well, this one now says, hey, are you hacking a NES, SNES, Famicom, Super Famicom?
Yeah,
like, you click on it now.
Now he's got it. So I'm waiting for it to get just a little bit, maybe one or two more iterations.
I'm going to try it sometime this week and do the initial, like, maybe 80 games in there or 100.
I'll wait.
800 games.
No, the SNES didn't have that many games that appealed to me.
I can probably get like 40 or 50.
I could probably get 80.
I probably only want 20. Like, real talk.
That's what's on there.
Delete something. Yeah, no, I mean 20 more.
Like. Oh, okay.
You want Porky Pigs?
You want Mario Paint? Mario Paint?
Nah, I don't need it.
I don't need, like, that diabetes.
I saw a video. Someone got Mario Paint. Like, why? You can't put the mouse. Why?
Super Scope Sticks running on that
like
bitch.
I don't need, like, the diabetes awareness game or fucking...
Oh, you put Joe and Mac on there?
I'm going to put...
What's Chuck Rock? I want Chuck Rock.
Packy and whatever.
Oh,
Pocky and Rocky?
Packy and Maui or Packy and Maroma. I don't know.
What? It's a fucking game about diabetes awareness.
I don't know.
Packy and Mackey.
Dating? Yeah, it's like Packy and Mackey or some shit like that.
Sounds like...
No. I'm looking it up.
Dead silence. Find it faster, you fuck. Get in there.
No one cares.
I typed in Packy Snaps. Let's see how racist. Packy and Marlin.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it was.
All right.
Packy and Mackey. we're lazy. All right. Thank God we didn't invent that game.
All right. Anyone playing anything else before we move on to the fucking news?
Yep.
All right. So Alf brought it up, and we were talking about, like, you know, the internet being shitty and Facebook being shitty. So
Twitter, Instagram, like anything is just shitty.
So let's just say the news here and move on very quickly, because I don't want to have us have a debate about free speech, and I really don't want to, like, argue. So turns out Wolfenstein is a game about killing Nazis. Who would have thunk that, right?
Somebody mad about it?
No, it's how they did an ad on Twitter. At least that's what I saw.
Yeah, they did an ad, like, make America Nazi free.
No, we will stand up. We've risen. The resistance needs you. Let's do this. And it says, like on the video overlay, it says, hashtag no more Nazis.
Yeah.
And after, like, everything that happened. So it happened again. Fucking more white supremacists up in Charlottesville.
Yeah.
It happened overnight.
The
media literally didn't talk about it.
Let's just go
I'm just saying. That's what happened.
Let's just go through this real quick, because I don't want to have a free speech debate about that.
We've already done
that. That's what I'm saying.
You do know that guy's coming like in 2 weeks, right?
And it's costing us like $500,000.
I'm not leaving my house that day. That's all I'm saying.
You're gonna go. We brown power.
We live in a redneck motherfucking state. No, I'm not getting out of here.
Fuckers are just waiting for the shoot.
He's a little bit darker than you.
Yeah,
right?
I'm not getting out of my house.
Alf, here's the part that I don't understand.
Get out of there, Mexican.
They're literally gonna be fucking hoisting me on their shoulders.
Here's the part.
Who are you kidding?
Here's the part that they
met. Is that a bad joke?
One a week, I get one.
They have a literal hoist.
That's what I mean. They're hoisting.
He got one.
They're hoisting me. Yeah, come on.
All right. So, here's the trick where, like, you got to get the rednecks. You're like, you want to kill somebody, right? Just kill the Nazis.
But I am a Nazi. That's what he's going to say.
Treat yourself.
Oh, there we go. Ah. All
right.
Like Joey it. Finally took a stance on the Nazi.
I like it. He did it.
I'm sorry. Go. Right, go. Yeah. Keep going.
But yeah, so, like, it's getting real bad. Like,
are you trumping the Nazis? are you doing that?
Go.
Wait. That's not
no, that
way. Like, wait. I ain't defending or expelling
on,
a Nazi.
No. Because, like, we've had this debate before where, like, you know, the free speech is being defending the...
No, they have a right.
Blah, I have a right blah, to be like, fuck you.
Right, we've had this discussion here on the show, and I don't want to go down that road, and it's like, I want to have fun. I don't want to, like...
It's not what our show's about.
And, like, you know, well, I mean, we like to educate a little bit about and talk about...
Yeah, but, like, we like to educate people on, like, video games and technology. It's not our place to tell you what you should think.
Right. Anyway, so...
Did
we're also
you
not
know?
Gonna, we're not going to defend that shit. But anyway, it got to the point where, like, one of the pseudo-intellectual forums I go to, the moderator was like, I didn't think I'd have to be on the side of having to defend the Nazis here, guys, but you guys are literally being assholes and making personal threats to the Nazis, and, like, you can't do that. Like, you know, like, fuck you guys for making me
I know,
defend
but, like,
the Nazis, because fuck
the,
you.
The correct response is, yes, we can, fuck Nazis.
Yeah, see, anything, so...
I mean,
whatever. That's what I'm saying, like, exactly. Oh, excuse me, I'm trying not to burp in the mic. Anyway.
All right, let's just knock all the political shit out of the way. NFL kneeling, bah, fuck it.
What else
you
got?
You go to that game, Pence. You go to that game. The moment they kneel, you walk out. You flew on Air Force One, wasted money.
Air Force Two, Air Force Two.
You know that shit's going to happen.
He's from Indiana. That's his home state. All right,
You know that costs $250,000.
Oh Jesus! All right, let's move on.
So he walks out, and then an email got sent out to, like, everybody that signs up, I guess, for the administration.
Oh
bullshit.
No!
It's like saying,
"Bro, you're standing up with Pence. Donate $5 for the cause." I'm like,
"Oh no!" All right,
you protested a protest.
My favorite thing is that, like, those people who are, like, now there's, like, fuck the NH or
go on.
They're selling T-shirts.
Oh.
Like, okay. Fuck the football league.
But
like,
give me money. All right.
Yeah.
Then, all right. I was saying, we're not going to quit. The birth control.
Oh, I wasn't even paying attention to that. But yeah, like, the Trump care doesn't want to pay for problems.
Yeah. And then, control. Of course, Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas.
So,
Dana White tried to jump in that Vegas thing.
Doing what?
Apparently, he allegedly asked...
Wait, the UFC guy?
Yeah, apparently
he was the shooter? He was the lone gunman?
No, so...
He was the second gunman.
So he
was the second lone wolf?
He had he had a UFC fight in Vegas on Saturday night.
Oh.
And he asked Jason Aldean to perform, and Jason Aldean was like, no, I'm not going to do it.
No, I'm not going to
And then he told him that, like, he wasn't going to... Whoever told Dana White, allegedly, that Jason Aldean was taking a break from performances, and he turns on SNL, Jason Aldean's...
What the fuck?
But Dana White is known to
now I'm afflicted.
Promote himself very whatever.
Well, Dean better not be trying to do a cash grab here.
Well, get out of here.
I'm America's hell.
You remember when they built that ladder to heaven, right?
Oh, where were you? Anyway. Built the ladder to heaven.
All right, let's talk about other. So, did you guys see how Telltale's Batman stepped in it?
Fuck no.
Okay. So,
they kill Nazis? Batman's killing Nazis?
So, there was...
Batman doesn't kill people.
So, they had
Nazis aren't people.
In the game, there's a scene that, like, they show a dead body laying in, like, in one of the scenes. And you're like, oh. And someone's like, hey, that looks familiar. And they, like, reverse Google image search, like, the thing. Turns out, it was a news photograph of after a Russian diplomat had been assassinated. And no one had bothered, and so, like, obviously,
what does,
like,
Telltale get, like, super political for no reason?
So obviously, what happened is, like, you know, most people are like, hey, let's use a little common sense here. They Google search dead body, you know, dead body in hallway or whatever. They got that photo, they put it in there, and, like, you know, fix later. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Replace this image, fix later. Get put on there, and then. Several weeks of development goes by, no one fixes it, or the note disappears, or whatever, and then it makes it into the final game. Since then, Telltale's apologized and patched it out, but it's still, like, one of those things, just like, Jesus, guys, like, you know, like, pay attention to the images you use when you're making games.
So it was a Russian dictator that got shot? What was it?
It was a Russian diplomat.
IGN watermark.
Yeah. So, yeah,
what was the whole debacle with it? I don't get it.
Because
that it's uncool to show someone who's actually dead.
It was a real person who was a political figure.
Oh.
And, like, just in a video game, just
you. Like, imagine, like, you died, right? Mm-hmm. And then, or, like, God forbid, like, one of your family members or something. And then, like, you were playing the game, and then, like,
what
all
game?
Of a sudden, like,
Batman, Face of Evil. Or,
yeah.
I'd be mad.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, and then, like, you see, like.
If it was in GTA, I'd be like, all right.
But, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you see, like, dead Grandpa.
Plus,
Alpha
he was assassinated.
Whatever,
and, like, it wasn't a good. Right, it wasn't, yeah. Oh.
It's just, like, a politically uncouth thing to, like, do. Like, it's not necessarily.
I mean, haven't
like,
there been, like, some, like, Siphon Filter games that use, like, Kennedy's.
That's definitely, like.
I mean, it's in lieu of the plot, so I guess
that's
what they used it for.
Yeah, but, like, that's definitely one of the things where, you know, you can bring up the Kennedy assassination, but that's, like, a world event. And it's.
And it was staged.
Oh, my God. All right. Moving along.
I'm just doing the Rick and Morty skit.
Holy fuck.
All right. So, I mean, do you guys want to talk about loot boxes? Like,
no, I'm done
really.
With loot
like,
boxes.
Every
well, fuck Forza 7, fuck Shadow.
Every game has loot boxes. We talked about
fuck
Forza.
Fuck Battlefront!
Right? Battlefront has loot boxes now.
They have stall crates. I'm John Boyoga.
So did you get stall crates? You played the beta, right?
Oh, sorry, I forgot. Yeah, I did play it.
You said you played the Roger droids?
Yeah.
I played it. It was fine.
That was fun.
Apparently, those crates can make it very much pay to win.
Yeah, you can get like some dope ass.
A ton of joy. I did some air fight and
I didn't do any air
fight. I didn't do any cards. I like the air fighting. The dog fights are actually cool. So I didn't get any stupid cards to buff up my interceptor or fucking TIE fighter or whatever have you. So I'm buying and I'm getting annihilated by this guy, and I see his cards all platinum tier cards. I'm like, did you spend actual money
on a beta?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Like, but yeah, no, he ideally had a better ship than me, like outclassed me. Faster rapid fire, faster cooldown, and then more shields. All right.
How do you win?
How do you win? Oh, I have to buy.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't like that. That translates to multiplayer. If it was single player, all right, that's cool. It's your game, whatever. But multiplayer, like having an advantage because Scrooge McDuck here said, "Fuck my money bin here."
Yeah, I mean, like you know, it's gonna. I think this year, maybe some of next year. This might be the last year for loot boxes. Like, because, you know,
it's hitting the shit fan.
Reports are saying that, you know, Activision's marketing is going heavy on loot boxes, and they think that people like loot boxes, so those are going to be heavily in Call of Duty World War II. You know, Shadow of War, not to spoil the end of the game for anyone, but, like, at the end of that game, it has been reported that to progress without grinding the shit out of it, turning a 30-plus hour game, 40-plus hour game into a grind fest, you're going to have to spend money on loot boxes.
Hmm.
You know? Or you're going to grind another 40 hours. Right? So, and then, you know, we talk about Forza. We talk about Battlefront 2. There's loot boxes in WWE 2K18. There's loot boxes in WWE or NBA 2K18.
That's getting so saturated. Games that don't warrant a loot box system, like now
right.
they're having it.
Right, but 2K18 doesn't have paid loot boxes. They're just loot boxes that you get for playing the game.
That's fine.
They kind of like.
Yeah, but the currency issue now that they have.
I don't know. I haven't seen. They said they don't have any paid microtransactions in WWE.
I'm talking about NBA 2K.
NBA 2K is really bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
But.
And then Forza system?
Yeah, then Forza, like, it's not bad, but it's not good. It, like, hinders the gameplay.
They all hinder gameplay.
Right. So, and it definitely starts, it's getting to the thing where it feels like the game is being slowed down.
Loot boxes should be cosmetic, purely cosmetic for me. I don't think it should be anything game-breaking. It shouldn't be game-breaking.
It should be incentive for you to keep playing the game or invest more time into the game.
Yeah.
But nothing for you to play less of the game.
Yeah. If there's a crafting system, like, oh, here's some crafting materials. All
right,
cool. Now I can make that gun that I wanted to do in the
right.
game.
Right.
That's cool. But I'm like, here's God's fist. I'm like, oh, the best weapon in the game. Awesome.
Right, right. Or like, you know, hey, you know, you either get this thing from killing a million enemies or you get it, you know, by randomly opening a loot chest or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So
you could do the 100 Thunder Dodge by Lulu in Final Fantasy X or just buy that loot crate. I buy the loot crate.
You buy the loot crate, right?
Just fuck that dodge system.
It was also 200.
It was 200?
Actually, I think it was 300.
I thought it was 100.
You had to dodge a lot of fucking lightning.
So that's
I never did it, so fuck that.
So that is the thing. The true ending to Shadow of War is behind the loot crate, behind, like, grinding or playing behind loot boxes.
That's bullshit.
What if Sonic had a loot crate system?
They do. They, All right.
It's 200.
Apparently, Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite is not selling very well on PS.
You don't say.
We kind of like,
which is weird because it's a good fighter.
We kind of shirked it last week. Maximilian kind of likes it, you know.
I mean, he's not the
godsend.
No, I'm just saying it doesn't matter. We had this discussion during Street Fighter V. It doesn't matter what niche groups think about the game. It matters what the overall when you're selling at those numbers.
Yeah.
And Marvel vs. Capcom numbers.
The community unanimously agrees that it's like a bad fighting game.
Right. And you need more than the community. You need casuals and, you know, people who are just playing it because, oh, Captain America is my favorite Marvel character, so I'm going to get Marvel's Capcom. And
I think it's outside the competitive league, right, too, as well. It's like, it's wacky Marvel versus Capcom fighting. You know, the people that took it like, I took Marvel versus Capcom too. I never took it as like, bro, pick up your sticks, let's play. I'm like, no, I just put it like, hey, you want to do some weird shit with like fucking Iron Man and whatever? Like, yeah, let's do it. I could see the Infinite argument that, yeah, it's a fun game because it's wacky.
Right,
but other than that, like, competitively,
like,
yeah, no, it's
what
shit.
About, like, when its frames drop from 45 to 15 and, like...
I've never seen that, so I can't...
It's, like, a constant thing in the game.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, like...
I mean, like, none of us have played it, so let's, like, you know...
Yeah, this is all hearsay.
I played the thing they released.
That crap demo that, like... Yeah.
Chun-Li...
That didn't work at all.
Chun-Li Resident Evil phase?
Yeah.
All right, Alf, have you? This might be a Alf kind of thing. Have you been following a Hat in Time?
No.
You need to look into that. Apparently,
what
people
is
are platformer.
I've never heard of it.
A Hat in Time. Look it up. It's $30 right now. People are saying that it's
free hat.
Is it Cuphead?
Metro.co.uk says A Hat in Time is the game Ukulele should have been.
All right, looking it up. Go ahead and continue talking.
So maybe check into that. I saw a little bit of it. I'm waiting on some Let's Play videos on it. But I meant to mention that.
I was going to say Ukulele isn't bad. It's all right.
Mm-mm. Just empty.
Yeah, it's just empty. It's not horrible.
Battletoads are now officially in Shovel Knight Treasure Trove on Steam. So check for your updates.
It's cute looking.
You guys watching that now? Okay.
I mean, he's just got images up.
Yeah. Anyway.
It looks like... Well, it looks like a Wind Waker reskin.
It had a Kickstarter and it's like 2 years old.
So where's this out on?
Steam right now. Xbox and PS4 2BA. So
feels like it should have been a Switch game.
It might be on Switch too. I don't
know. All right, we'll proceed.
All right.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Nintendo has said they're going to ship out 2 million Switches a month now.
Sweet.
So,
are people still having a hard time finding Switches?
I found a Switch today at Walmart. The problem is it was the Splatoon 2 bundle, so I can see that being a problem.
There's Switches at BBY.
Okay. I imagine there's Switches everywhere. Like, it's probably at the point now where people, like, did you walk in when they got restocked and plus a day, plus 1 or 2 days? Or did you walk in, you know, the 1 or 2 days that they're out of stock from people buying them? Yeah. It's fine. I think it's going to be a big push come Christmas. You know what I'm saying? When
had a SNES return today.
Oh man!
Instantly sold.
Yeah, I was gonna say that it didn't even
instantly
hit the
sold. Even
make it the guy behind him was just like,
no, literally. Hey, you want to do a return? I'll just buy it. He's like, no, I just want my money back on my credit card. All right, can I buy that as soon as she returns it? He goes, yeah, all right. And the guy just bought it right behind her.
Nice dog, idiot.
Yeah, he's like, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I want to pay my credit card, and now I'm buying shit.
now he's going like, to sell it and pay off his credit card.
He's like, I need to put $85 on my credit card, and I need to buy toothpaste it was. He's me in there, just like, I need to make this credit card payment, and I need to buy this stereo.
Every time Joey comes in, like, these cables are hard to find. I'm going to keep buying them.
I bought some cables the other day.
Stop buying cables.
All right.
As long as they're hard to find.
I'm the one who's making hard to find.
He's the asshole.
He's like, you never know. Gotta buy these cables.
He's buying one of the cables to wrap around the bundle of cables.
To tie these up. All right. I mean, that's basically all I got for news. There's not a whole lot else on there. You know, Portal is now 10 years old. I mean,
Jesus.
God, every time somebody says X thing is this amount of years old, I'm just like, fuck.
See, when they say, oh, Zelda's 35, I'm like, that makes sense. Okay. But when they say Portal's 10, I'm like, I just played that game!
Mario Odyssey's also 10, I think, right? Isn't it?
No,
not Mario Odyssey.
What?
Mario,
what year is it?
I think Mario Galaxy is 10, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, that's probably accurate.
Yeah, November 1st would be 10 years old.
Wait, Galaxy?
Yeah, Mario Galaxy.
Oh, I thought you meant Sunshine.
Sunshine's more than 10.
Bummer.
Well, Kyle's the problem.
Just picking sunshine, gray hairs out of
sunshine
my teeth, I guess.
Is 15 years
sunshine.
Old.
Sunshine! You're saying sunshine.
Sunshine.
Oh, sunshine.
No.
Oh, no, no, no.
I can't go that route. Can't go that route.
Just back out of there. All right.
I thought it was America.
It was.
You were fucking wrong. This is the Golden Saucer podcast.
Did you not check Twitter? All right. So probably if we're still getting all these peaks in here, what I'm going to end up doing is record the audio separately, and that has better.
Give me a boom mic.
A boom mic?
Or no, a pop filter.
It's not the pop filter. It's just the.
Okay, I want a boom mic.
It's how loud we get, and it pops.
How's the hang?
Pops the mic.
This
anyway.
Is me holding a fucking.
Everyone has to hold the mic for someone else. I'm holding one over there.
Joey, I can only do this podcast for like another 10 minutes. My arms getting real tired.
No, we'll just get all ripped. Well, yeah. Shredded. that's the thing. We're just training for like real ass job. Like, oh, hey, how long can you hold this boom mic? All fucking day, man.
All fucking day, dude. I'm holding one right now.
You show up like just there, like for the interview, just holding it. And like, I'm just going to be here for the next 6 hours.
You got, like,
hours.
Those fucking Scott Steiner fucked up arms, like the Big Papa Pump arms, you know?
Oh, God, yeah,
and then his arms were gross.
It's just like a Beanie Baby exploded.
Like, the bag went... And they're like...
You've seen Big Papa Pump's arms, yeah. Right?
And then they go, like, what are you going to do when you got to go to the bathroom? Like, diaper. All right.
Catheter.
No, you just get the diaper. Catheter, you got to, like, put it in there and inflate it, and you got to...
You got to feel some sensation.
Well, okay,
there
sure.
There you go.
Okay. That's how you want to live.
Right in the pee hole.
All right.
Right in the pee hole.
Obviously, you know, we do this every week, or we try to do it every week. I don't foresee any problems.
Yeah, wait till the holiday season starts.
November 4th is supposedly the day is game day for Extra Life, but I may be doing it prior to that.
Look how gross this man's arms are.
Yeah, weren't you doing it, like, sometime soon, you said?
I might be doing it the 28th, I think.
Steroids.
Small dick.
I think I'm gonna move it up to the 28th, just because.
Small dick, big arms.
Oh my god! Just because that weekend seems a little bit better for me. I'm not 100% sure yet. I gotta check the social calendar and all that stuff. But do prepare for that. It'll be on this channel.
Start that GoFundMe for the 3DS capture. Watch how Joey never beats Metroid.
24 hours is a Joey.
I don't know.
Fucking one Metroid left.
Anyone who sat next to me, will tell you that I'm playing that game and go, fuck, I just die a lot, man.
No, he showed me the other day, he was like, look at this fucking boss fight. He does it, and he goes, well, you get the idea. I just die a lot.
See, I die. Where's Cuphead?
I die a lot in that game, too.
Fucking Cuphead shows up and beats the boss for you.
Fuck, man. If fucking Cuphead and Mugman showed up, they gave me fucking easy.
Did Buckethead write music for Cuphead?
Buckethead? Oh, maybe.
Like the guitar?
I know, like, that soundtrack is... Oh, I didn't put it in the news, but I know the soundtrack is trending in the top 40 jazz albums right now. On Billboard.
Makes sense. Yeah.
You know, you get in vinyl. Like, Kyle will show you vinyl fucking...
It's a Sonic Mania vinyl. Doesn't say that
Joey
much.
Joey sends me so much, like, hey, you could get this on vinyl. I'm like, what the fuck? Why do you think
I get it. I get all of it, too. So, like, you get, like, a quarter of what I get.
You get it because you signed up for it.
No, I don't know how I get it.
Sure.
Fucking also, send that shit to Baby Tables.
Check this shit out. Like, this is my like, fourth Destiny shirt.
Like, give me one of those Destiny shirts.
Why do you want Destiny shirts? This isn't even a good...
Wear an Inside Out shirt right now.
I got this one. I got a Sparrow Racing one.
You got a black one?
I got a black one that has the characters on it, and then I have another one that I can't remember what it is. I think it
ruined That's
it.
Called Laundry Day.
They give me a lot of these, you know.
Is it Loot Crate?
It's Loot Gaming, yeah.
All right, where?
One was okay. Like,
it's like 25 a month, right?
No, 29.
Not gross. Worth it.
$5 is where I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that.
Fuck that.
I'm okay with it because it's all loot. All the loot is gaming centric, and you know.
You just want the loot exclusives. Like, you got that tracer, be like, I can sell that.
Oh,
bitch.
I got that tracer.
Dude, no, I asked Joey, like, I was like, oh, they're making like a thing for Diablo.
Yeah, he's like, let me get
I was
this
like,
Diablo
can I have the
thing.
Diablo thing? He's like, man, what if it's like $1 million?
I didn't say what if it's like a. I told him, I was like, I'm not gonna like say no. But I don't want to say yes, and then you're like, we got this fucking $100 Chia Pet, Joey.
Yeah, but I guarantee I wouldn't sell it. I would fucking plug it in and play it and be like, look at my sweet Chia Pet.
And then you'll sell it.
I can't sell it. I
He's
used
like,
it in the game.
This Chia Pet account.
Slightly used Chia Pet.
All right. I, like I said.
Joey's like, hey, man, oh, I missed a hoverboard from the loot crate. He's like, hold on.
Month later.
Yeah, you can have it.
It was a dollar. All right. Obviously, you know, follow us on Facebook because, like, that's where the majority of the stuff goes down.
That's where the shit is.
Twitter just posts when we post up episodes.
I've never seen Twitter.
I'm going to take over the Twitter handle because I'm always on there.
The website. I love Twitter. Twitter is so annoying for me, man. It could just be like I want Twitter to be like it used to be, where like when I load Twitter, it just loads in where I last looked, and then I can just hit just show me the new shit, and it shows me new shit. Because like now it does.
Run for president. That's your slogan.
Like
how on Twitter? How are you make Twitter great again?
Because like
join a rocking chair.
When I load Twitter now, it's like it'll show me like 5 new tweets, and then it'll show me here's what you missed, and then like it'll show me like 30 tweets that I missed, and then it'll be like here's what your friends are tweeting about, and it'll show me like 5 selected random tweets.
X and that's it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like, it says, here's your miss. No.
Okay, maybe I'll check it.
Yeah.
The official app sucks.
I like the official app. There's like Hootsuite or some shit like that people use. Yeah, it's
TweetDeck. TweetDeck was amazing.
When you write with a bird, it's called tweeting.
There you go. Obviously, you know, we're working on like any audio issues and stuff like that. We're trying.
Joey has stuck in a Moana joke.
I heard it. Something about coconuts.
Have you considered them?
What else we got? I guess we'll be back next week. Kyle's got Shadow of War. I'm picking up Shadow of War.
Shadow!
What'd I say?
Shatter.
Shatter War.
It's Shatter War.
Shatterer.
Shatter War. Shatterer.
Shadow of War.
Shatterer.
Alf, are you picking that garbage
up? There's like a vampire and like a black dude.
Are you picking up Evil Within 2 on the third?
No.
I absolutely will.
Nope. I'm going to you know Mad Pat Shitstorm is going to end with Evil Within playthrough.
I want to play it before I
so
watch it.
I didn't play the first one, so fuck it. I'm going to watch this one too.
What?
I played like...
Damn, 2-3 hours.
It's a waste.
It's a good game. Highly underrated game. I like it.
I got through a lot of it, and I got to the point where the zombies were throwing torches. And was like,
you were one boss away from beating it, weren't you?
Oh, no.
You Halo 4'd it?
No. He Metroids it, Halo's it, everything.
No. Halo 4 was me. Like, I was like, Joey was like, where are you on Halo 4? Like, I was like, I was on, like, a bridge made of light, and, like, the Didact was walking towards me. He was like, that's the end of the game. And, like, I was like, you fight him? And he goes, no.
It's a cutscene.
And I was like, what? And so I turned it on, and the cutscene happened, and the credits rolled. And I was
you had to hold forward and hit A, like, 3 times?
No, I had already done that.
Oh,
right. Like, I was literally at the point where Chief just stands up and goes, like, plasma nade, bitch!
Like, when you give me shit, like, you didn't beat Arkham Knight!
Oh, God, you did it again.
Beat Arkham Knight? What are you talking about? I'm like, don't give me a shit ever again for not beating a game.
You love Batman. You love the Arkham games.
They're fun, but I don't love them.
I mean, Arkham Knight, like, those are games of disappointment.
That's not the game we were giving you shit for. We were giving you shit for Bioshock Infinite.
Yeah, that's a good game.
I mean, that wasn't even
probably less
clear
good
vision. I just barely played it.
Probably less good now that we've got some age on it.
Yeah.
All right.
Still a fun game.
Still pretty good. No. Yeah. I played it last year, and it was dope. Like, when that thing came out of the Xbox One. All right. Anyways.
Yeah, rambling on. Like I said, obviously, like, hit up that GoFundMe link. How about our friend Sherry? If you have any like supplies,
she can still use help. She can still use manpower. She can use money.
Yeah.
All those things are all greatly appreciated.
Her, you know, she says they're making progress on like getting the house put back together.
Yeah, headway. I talked to her too. Strong woman.
Yeah, I told her, her and I were joking about it, and, like, one of the positives she was, like, talking about, like, you know, she's got to redo the house, and her husband had argued about, like...
But now she gets to redo the house.
Right, now you get to redo the house, right? Yeah.
Now she's like, I'm getting my way.
She's like, I'm getting my way.
I'll die in debt. I don't care.
Okay, man. Yeah, no, fuck it. Like, yeah,
at that point, yeah. Yeah, so it was funny. So, like, her and I were joking. She's definitely, like, the right type of personality for that, you know? I know. I would just be like, fuck this stuff. Obviously, I checked on my friends in Puerto Rico, you know, if you can help out there.
Did they get a bounty Hail Mary?
So in Puerto Rico, they said that everyone's still without power.
Yeah, a lot of us got, if you're a homeowner or a renter or whatever, you got some free government money.
Yeah.
If you're done taking care of yourself and you got a little bit of that left,
non-perishables,
you can donate it straight up.
Leftover bottled water can be donated.
Leftover bottled water. There's plenty of places in town that you can go. They'll take it right to them. It's the right thing to do, and especially like if you and your family are already
you're set
back to square one or whatever. Like I know everybody loves free money and everything, but like
Yeah.
Don't go out and buy fucking snow crabs.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, like, people buying crab legs and lobster and shit like that. Because,
like, believe me, like, we have a close friend who is of Puerto Rican accent or descent. he doesn't have the accent.
A nice Puerto Rican accent.
But he's of Puerto Rican descent. He has direct family members, like grandfather, who he hasn't been able to contact.
Yeah, no, totally.
And he works at a local grocery. And, you know, you got these, like, privileged-ass fuckers walking up asking if he can buy sushi and... and fucking lobster tails and shit with, like, the government stipends. And it's like, because he works there, he's got to grin through it and say, yeah, but, like, that's real talk. Yeah. Like, you could, that amount of money would feed somebody for a week.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I'm not trying to get on a high horse here or anything, but, like, do the right thing. If you're able to.
Right, exactly. You know, so, like, find out, like, you know, like, there's all kinds of charity drives going on. Like, I believe there's, like, one going on right now in our town where there's, you know, even private individuals. Like, it's really amazing to see the number of private individuals.
We have, actually, downtown has a shitload of local shows where all the proceeds, minus, like, the people being taken care of, what they need to take care of is going to, like, local.
They call that the profit.
Yeah. All the profit is going towards.
Yeah.
So hurricane relief throughout every place that needs it.
Yeah. So obviously, you know, do what you can to help other people out. Like, you know, we don't try to take a high horse, but like,
but
we're talking about video games. You got money for video games, you know, maybe rent Shadow of War instead of,
just what I'm saying. Like, I'll pass this one around instead of everybody else having to buy it. And
just skip the game.
honestly, this one's probably
like,
a skip.
I was like, just skip it.
First one wasn't that good. Let's just skip
it. Man, I'm going to cry. But, you know, there's a lot of ways to do good. Obviously, you know, even, you know, sometimes even just pass that link along, you know, I know everyone like doesn't like
it. Yeah, and like check out stuff like Awesome Games and like, you know, they, they've been doing stuff for hurricane relief over the course of the last week or two as well. And, obviously like we're all flying our flags at half mast for, the shooting at Vegas. And despite what you believe or what you think is actually going on or whatever, a lot of people were affected by that, and a lot of people died, and a lot of people are hurt. So, despite what you think, a lot of shit went down, and, you know, something that you should at least consider.
Yeah. All right. Well, obviously, I'm on a down note there. But, Alf, anything you want to say before we go?
Rick and Morty episode was
out. Oh, really? Did you watch it yet?
Yeah.
Let's talk about Rick and Morty for a minute.
I was like, was it a redact of all the seasons? I don't understand what just happened.
Oh, so, okay, I guess let's get spoiled. This is going to be spoilery. So, one, since we're talking Rick and Morty, we're going to talk about this. Like, did you hear about what happened with the Szechuan sauce in our town?
Wasn't it? I thought it was like tomorrow.
No, it was Saturday.
I thought
at 2 o'clock. And they sent, it was at the.
They sent three packets?
It was in the one on the east side of town. Like the far side of east side of town. Less than 30 packets. And they didn't send it to the east side of town. They sent it to the one closer to the university.
Mm-hmm.
So people who went to the correct location didn't get it. And so, like, and the internet's just in an uproar to the point where, like, people were, like, rioting in stores, like, where's our sauce?
It just proves Rick and Morty has retarded-ass fans.
No, don't use that word. Anyway.
No, like, they're fucking self-entitled assholes. Like, it's fucking sauce.
Yeah.
No one told you to get out of work. No one told you to don't go to class. You're waiting in line for a sauce.
I didn't even think the joke was good.
To be fair.
Joke is funny, but it's like,
I will say this. Like, to be fair, there was one article that I read where they went to the McDonald's, right? They got there, and they're like, hey, what time are you guys doing the sauce thing? They're like, 2 o'clock. And like, well, what do? They're like, okay, you need to buy this, you know, you need to buy this food and then wait in line. And then we'll have the sauce for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they do what they're told, you know, they buy their food, eat the food, you know, wait in line the whatever hours, and then 2 o'clock rolls around there and goes, yeah, we don't got any of that fucking sauce. Mm-hmm. So those are the ones I feel bad for because they were actively, you know.
You went to McDonald's to eat. I don't feel bad for
that. And then, like, there was one McDonald's that I read about where, like,
I don't feel bad.
One guy,
really,
like, the manager let one guy buy all 30 packets.
Oh, that's douchey.
No. Not only that, but he also let the guy set up a tasting booth in the McDonald's where he was charging people $10 a taste.
What a fuckler.
No, I mean, this is internet.
Did that guy
dip a fry in there? Give me a 10 spot.
Did that guy get beat?
This is internet rumor, so who knows?
That has to be fake.
You see Wendy's was dunking on McDonald's,
yes,
too?
Yes, they're like, Wendy's was like, we don't have Szechuan sauce, but neither does McDonald's.
Yeah.
Wendy's, I've been hurt. Please be gentle. Like,
yeah, we'll never hurt you.
I was like, oh my god.
Did you see?
No, then McDonald's was like, hey, we heard your cries. We're yes, gonna have gonna bring more back sauce
they're
now,
bring back Szechuan
and
sauce
not for just
everybody.
A day. I'm like.
Yeah. Wow. Weird.
No, but even Justin Rowland was like, "Hey, man, like that sucks. Don't take it on. They're just employees, but that really does suck."
Yeah. Well, he's like, "Well, they're not paying. McDonald's didn't pay Adult Swim or Dan Harmon or Justin Rowland or any of those guys for this, and they're capitalizing on the frenzy.
It's fucking sauce.
Right. It's point. That's the point of what Rick was saying. That it's pointless.
Pretty sure Nathan Fillion ignored plot device to be like, this sauce is fucking delicious.
It's just ketchup and teriyaki.
I know.
It's ketchup and teriyaki.
I don't care. It's just dumb. Like people just stuff. I want my trash. I'm like, no, you don't. You just want it because it's a craze.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway,
I could literally write on a fucking hot sauce packet, Saskatchewan. Like, here you go.
Now that we Saskatchewan song, that's the wrong song.
Schwatzica sauce here.
Oh no, you can really it's ranch.
Shin Megami Tensei sauce. I'm bringing that joke back.
Oh good lord.
All right,
that's actually pretty good.
So all right, so you want to talk about last episode? We all watched it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I still say Beth's a clone.
Oh, Beth's the clone.
I think she's a clone.
If Beth was a clone, he would tell her wouldn't tell her she was a clone because he'd have to kill her.
I think he's a clone. I think the gun was for her, not for Jerry. He just made it up at the last second. Like, all right, let me make her happy. Fuck it. That's my theory. And at the same time, it's like, oh, we're back to season one. No more Rick, thing. Crazy Rick. I'm like, yeah, that's when fucking Dan Harmon went on the fucking divorce craze.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
maybe it's a, all right, I went too far. Let's go back.
Maybe they want to reel the character in a little bit and, you know. Because like a lot of the, like when you read the fan like of the fan base, a lot of people have trouble grasping that like it's
Rick's
really weird.
The bad guy.
That Rick's the bad guy. Like even people are like, oh, a lot of people think they're Rick here, but they're actually Jerry. And like, oh well, you know,
Jerry would say that.
Yeah, exactly. But like you know, Jerry, other than being like a little bit like sheepish and you know kind of a you know.
Like, he's trying to do the right thing. He fucks up, but he's trying to still do the right thing, and he still does, like, have feelings for his kids and everything. Like,
right, he's just not like...
It's a fucking cartoon. I'm fucking self-analyzing.
Right, he's a schlub, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's not in the right home.
But he's not a fucking horrible character.
Right, you know.
If any, I thought Morty in the beginning was a horrible character. Like, for the first season. I didn't care for him.
But, like, yeah, you know, Rick is the bad guy. He's like, you know, he will do... And Morty's realized that, you know. And, like, he will do anything and step on anyone for any purpose, and it doesn't even have to make sense. It could be, you know.
Yeah, because nobody matters to him because they just find another copy of them that.
Right, exactly. Or,
that
you
doesn't
know,
think he's a piece of shit or.
Right, or, you know. That fits
I'm fly catching Rick. You could tell by my fly catching hat.
Yeah. Exactly. So.
I was like, all right, that's.
Summer, my concern for your safety is fleeting.
Yeah.
I mean. It was fun, but also at the same time, I was like, where is this episode going? Like, I really don't understand why him and the president were going crazy and top one-upping each other. I do like the whole, oh my god, you shrink so slowly, like a 1980s movie.
That was really funny. Yeah, like, here, this is a shirt. I mean, there was some good
like
stuff in there.
It's a pill? Have you tested it for how much cancer it gives you? Like,
yeah. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff in there. I mean, I feel like the season was definitely like a...
not funny.
It had its moments, but not as... Compared to 1 and 2?
Yeah, no.
Apparently, I like the Vindicators episode more than most people
do. I love the Vindicators.
I love the Vindicators.
Apparently, a lot of people think it's kind of meh.
A lot of people like the Avengers.
I mean, the Vindicators was funny. Like,
it's great.
It's because...
Shoot
some three-pointers.
Yeah.
It definitely... It just feels like...
I said that he got drunk and it was a fucking nefarious plan. Like, it's awesome.
It definitely just shows, like... like
who the fuck is Noob Noob?
It's also, like... It's a middle finger to the fans who's like, fuck it, you'll watch anything. Yeah. You know?
I kind of love that kind of shit where it's, like, here's, like, this big dramatic problem, and then, like, at the end, it's like, well, everything's resolved, but nothing's resolved because nothing matters.
Yeah.
It's like,
I mean, that's all the shows, a lot of shows.
It's every cartoon. Yeah. Like, every cartoon is muddled by that, like, well, at least at the end, it'll all go back to normal.
Have you guys even tried watching OKKO yet?
I have not had a chance to.
Yeah, man, just me, okay. Man, that show,
I don't have cable.
It's a kid's show, but it's got a lot of heart. It's got a lot of, like he's following around a hero that's clearly Cloud Strife, and the hero's all about leveling. He's like, I gotta level up. He gets to the bad guy.
Now I'm in a wheelchair.
He goes to the bad guy. The bad guy's like, he's like, oh, I thought I should beat you. He's like, I also leveled up. And then they're like, you like leveling too?
I did like Mr. Poopy Butthole.
Ooh, the ending.
That's...
Yes, the ending.
I'm going to have a big old Santa Claus beard.
I got married and had a baby. What did you do with your life?
Hope you didn't waste it.
Waiting for a cartoon to come out.
The best.
I don't know. Every fan base that gets into this hype mainstream thing is just fucking atrocious and unbearable, man. It's like, ugh. All right.
Well, I mean, I did have a quick question.
No.
Just because I literally had this debate before I came here.
What?
How long would you... What is your minimum time for a binge-watch session? What is your maximum time for a binge-watch?
Depends on the show.
What do you consider to be a binge?
Like, what would you consider to be a binge? The whole season. Straight through.
Yeah.
Straight through.
I did it with Stranger Things. Yeah.
Okay.
That was a binge for me.
Yeah, I think that's probably...
How long is that?
8 episodes? Or yeah, I think...
At 22 right. minutes apiece?
No, an hour.
Hour, so 8 hours.
So 45 minutes apiece or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay, so 4 5
started
minutes,
at
five
7 o'clock at night, was going to go to sleep, and then I'm like, I can't, and literally my alarm...
My alarm went off
10 minutes after I shut off everything.
I binge watched a season of Lost.
Ugh.
I mean this was popular at the time, so...
Was it ever popular?
I think people just fed into that.
It was always popular.
Was it a dream? It was a dog dream.
The reason why we brought this up is I was making the argument that you could binge watch Cowboy Bebop the entirety.
Yeah.
And it's not bad. I mean,
you can't. I don't know. Can you actually binge watch anime?
Cowboy Bebop, you can.
27 episodes.
I don't know. I just never done that. Like, I've never.
Yeah, I think anime is. You skip the movie.
It's there.
But it's not canon.
It's there. I'm just saying, you can watch it.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think anime probably falls under more bingeable than most things.
Especially, I can stop. I can easily stop because I know the arc is like, all right, it's 100 episodes.
I don't think you're as weeb as a lot of people.
Because a lot of the anime DVDs came with, like, 5-episode discs or 3-episode discs, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you can binge watch 4 or 5 episodes at once. So, like,
I guess.
I don't know. Like, I think you can totally binge, like, depending on what its show is, like, I think you can totally binge watch a season in one sitting.
Like, Breaking Bad, when everyone was on the hype train on that, I didn't watch it. And then I had 2 seasons to catch up. I caught 2 seasons in a week.
Yeah.
I binged every night.
You can binge watch a whole season of Rick and Morty in an afternoon.
Yeah.
It's 10 episodes.
That's nothing.
It's like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Nothing. South Park, you can binge watch in an afternoon. Yeah.
I don't know. There's only so much South Park I could take. It's like a thing like tolerance after a while. It's like, all right, yeah, Cartman's going to need an asshole. Okay, whoopee-doo. Like,
I mean, people binge watch fucking Game of Thrones all the time.
Yeah, they're masochists. I don't know.
that's 24 real hours.
That's ridiculous.
Fucking insane.
People binge watch fucking Harry Potter. It's like
two or three days or some shit.
All these
movies are fucking ridiculous.
Sorry.
Yep, I know. We're boring. All right, well, I mean,
no,
all right.
It's just like, it hit me. I don't know why.
That's the after show.
That's the way to cook it.
A better note to go out on is binge watch more TV. Binge watch your favorite Golden Saucer.
Binge listen to Golden Saucer.
Yeah, hit me up with your recommendations for clips from the first 190 episodes.
The Dookie Shed episode.
Do my horse.
I recommend pizza.
Oh, yeah, I will try to.
Remember that thing that was like a JonTron joke I did?
So what we'll do is we'll just keep
me neither.
We'll just keep doing episode 299.
That was an episode about a make believe Latina that was sucking us off apparently.
Yeah, we did do that. Yeah,
we did that episode.
We referenced that last week too.
I did.
All right, boys, done.
Later.
I gotta hit all the buttons.
And now pause.
I gotta hit all the buttons.